This is Taxes Made Simple, the ultimate guide on how to deal with taxes for your online business. Learn the ins and outs of paying taxes for your online business. Written by Alex Brand. Read by Marcus Malinga.
Chapter 1. Taxes and Your Online Business. Trying to land a great job which gives a good pay is quite difficult to do these days. Not everyone can actually have the job of their dreams with a good salary to boot. That's why more and more people are resorting to having their very own online business to suffice their needs and wants. If you are one of the many people who was interested in starting your very own online empire, you should be aware of the basics of taxes and your online business. More than just social networking. More often than not, people initially become exposed to the wonders of the internet thanks to social networking sites or online games. However, people grow up and their interests expand beyond just meeting new friends and people, and they become more interested in exploring the income-generating power of the net. If you just have the know-how on making your own websites and promoting your very own webpage, you can actually go a long way in the realm of online business. Know the basics of starting an online business. Once you decide to start your very own online business, you have got to ditch your amateurish ways of thinking and move on to more professional and business-like practices. The first thing you should know when planning to start an online business is that you are not exempted from the responsibility of paying for taxes. Income tax, sales tax, use tax, those are only few of the different kinds of taxes that you might encounter once you start your online business. The second thing you should consider is what a specific kind of online business you want to start. Do you want to sell clothes online? Do you want to sell your painting online? Or maybe you would like to buy and sell pre-owned stuffs. Well, whatever kind of online business you would like to have, just make sure that you coordinate it with the laws and regulations of your state. Your website or webpage should also have its own terms and conditions. If the law in your state requires you to make the customers pay for tax for the items that you would like to purchase from you, don't forget to make your customers aware that they will be paying an additional tax for the items that they will purchase from you. That way, your customers or clients will be impressed by the fact that you are so open and honest with how you handle the fees and income for your website. Never try to dodge your tax responsibility. The best way to ruin the future of your online business is to try and avoid responsibility as a taxpayer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?